Networking and marketing made simple is for you, the business owner that has a product, service, or message that you truly believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look at real-world networking and marketing tactics while leveraging LinkedIn to get what you have in front of many more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and let's get started. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another dual episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple and the Entrepreneur Rescue Mission. This is Scott Aaron, along with my beautiful co-host.
Nancy. It's a weird saying my name. Nancy, hello.
So again, we're grateful to have you guys here. This is another dual episode. And just to make one quick announcement. Obviously, the title of today's episode is How to Craft a Business That Gives You Flexibility and Freedom. We can also throw fun in there. It's the three Fs: fun, flexibility, and freedom. Those are some of our core values and how we like to run our business. But we are very excited to share that tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., our brand new co-authored book, The Feel Good Business Model, is live and available for purchase. So, in the description of this episode, we're going to leave the waitlist link for the book, because those that are on the waitlist get first priority to discounted pricing, but also the ability to win some prizes from us. So just to kind of get in front of that, just some general housekeeping before we get to today's episode. So there's going to be discounted pricing all this week, starting Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. through Sunday evening, March 31st at 12 midnight, rolling into April 1st. So you have 6 full days to get discounted pricing on this book. As the prices go, it is 99 cents for the Kindle. It is $5 for the paperback and $7 for the hardcover. Now, this is my first hardcover book ever. Nancy, this is her second. So I'm excited to actually have a hardback version of this book. So again, 99 cents for the Kindle, $5 for the paperback. It'll regularly be priced at around $17 or $18, so you'll save about $13. And the hardcover is only $7. It's normally going to be about $22 or $23, so there's significant pricing as far as discounts go all this week. Now, we're running a contest this week. There's actually 11 prizes being given out. We're doing 5 Amazon gift cards. 5 people are going to get free access to one of our standalone LinkedIn courses. And one person is going to win a free pair of Beats by Dre headphones. So there's 11 winners. And to qualify to win one of those 11 prizes, all you have to do is 3 things. Number one, purchase the book. It doesn't matter if it's the Kindle, paperback, or hardcover. The second thing you need to do is take a screenshot of your purchase on Amazon, and you need to share it on social. Now, this could be on Instagram, Instagram story, Facebook, Facebook story, LinkedIn, and you either have to tag myself, Nancy, or both of us, so we see, obviously, that you've participated in the contest. Now, the third and final thing is leaving a 5-star rating and optional review. So a lot of people like to do the rating first and then the review later, which you can. Again, if you haven't actually read the book, obviously, as far as leaving the review, that'll come later. But those three things, leaving a 5-star rating, taking a screenshot of your purchase and posting it on social and tagging us, and purchasing the book, those three things will qualify you to be a part of being one of the 11 winners that we will be announcing actually next Monday, April 1st, in the private Facebook group. So getting on the wait list will also enable you to join the private Facebook group, where we will be going live and announcing the 11 winners from the book launch. So again, the book is called The Feel Good Business Model. It's everything that basically we teach and the foundation of our business. It's what it's predicated on. And that's what we're going to dive into today. So again, how to craft a business that gives you fun, flexibility, and freedom. And there are 6 things that we wanted to cover with you guys today. So number one is, first and foremost, define your goals and priorities. So the way that we're going to handle this episode is Nancy is going to cover the odd numbers, and I'm going to cover the even ones. So she's going to do tips 1, 3, and 5. I'm going to be doing tips 2, 4, and 6, just so there's a little bit more fluidity to today's episode. So Nance, you're the odd numbers. You're up. Let's go over number one, which is define your goals and priorities.
Absolutely. So, you know, again, what this podcast, right, is all about is, you know, choosing and really crafting a business that gives you that flexibility and freedom, right? So when we talk about that, naturally, right, step one is going to be to make sure that you are super clear and you define the goals and priorities that you have, okay? You know, before you ever, in fact, I always recommend this, like before you start any kind of business or even dive into the world of entrepreneurship, right? Take time to really reflect on what it means to you. You know, what is flexibility? What does freedom mean to you? You know, consider your personal and professional goals, as well as what you're looking to do as far as building your lifestyle, you know, that you want to live. Are you looking to spend more time with family, travel the world, pursue hobbies, things like that, right? So by clarifying your priorities, you can tailor your business to support your lifestyle, right? You know, I know a lot of people in the freelance world, they really wanted to be able to work from anywhere, right? You know, that was something that was really important to them. So they have, you know, obviously a business that allows them to do that. So as long as they have internet connection, they can travel anywhere. You know, I do know people who have still brick and mortar businesses. I know people who have, you know, online businesses, but they work from home. I mean, Scott and I, right, we primarily work from home and, you know, we really can work from anywhere, you know, in reality, as long as we have Wi-Fi, which we've done before. But, you know, I think it's really important. Step one is really defining what your goals and priorities are as you build and grow your business. Scott, number two.
It's number one. All right. Nancy said we were going to make this very short and sweet. So number two is choosing the right business model. Now, Nancy and I actually did an episode on different types of business models that you can grow and scale, whether it's the agency model, whether it's the coaching and consulting model. You have to basically consider which ones you feel are best for you. So the one thing that Nancy and I always like to talk about is the fact that not all businesses are created equal. This is more in along the lines of when it does come to fun, flexibility, and freedom. So some business models out there that you may have heard of or may be a part of may require more of a time commitment than others, or they may tie you down to a specific location. So again, using myself as an example, when I was in the brick and mortar business ownership, when I had my gyms, I was tied to a specific location of where my gym was. But there are other types of business models that do afford you more flexibility. So you want to explore those different business ideas and evaluate how each one of those businesses aligns with the specific goals that you have. So Nancy and I always had, you know, I think this kind of was predicated on Nancy's work-life balance house cleaning business. The name and the premise of this is to have that work-life balance. And because there's no exact science to it, there's no equal harmony. You have to do your best to create that work-life balance. We wanted to run a company and a business that afforded us the fun, the flexibility, and the freedom that everybody really deserves. And we've talked about our 3-day work week before. We talk about it in this book and how we actually made it happen. But make sure you want to consider, if you want more fun, flexibility, and freedom, consider online businesses. So a business that you can run from wherever you are. You know, these are called, they're called laptop CEOs or flip-flop CEOs because basically you can do it from wherever you want. Freelancing. There's a lot of people that like to do VA work or maybe OBM, online business manager work, maybe consulting. So, you know, people have succeeded very well in being coaches and consultants that have maybe standalone one-on-one packages, group packages, and even virtual packages. But again, or that service-based business that allows you that remote work. So again, making sure that you choose the right business model that's best for you and the goals that you have to have that fun, flexibility, and freedom. Now, number three, Nance, is leveraging technology. So let's dive into that.
I'm supposed to say what it is.
And so you're going to talk about it, but I can give a little premise to it.
All right. Yeah. So, you know, number three is one of my favorite, you know, things to talk about, and that's leveraging technology, you know, especially with all the tools and things that unfold for us every single day that make our businesses run more streamlined and automated and, you know, obviously cut down on costs and things like that. I think leveraging technology is one of the most pivotal, right? You know, the most important steps in there, because just the way that technology has really revolutionized the way that we work, you know, the way that we have more flexibility in business. I mean, embracing some of those digital tools that are out there that not only can improve, you know, how you work with clients, but also free up your time so that you can do so many more things outside of just working on your business. I mean, it's been monumental. So, you know, my third step there is just make sure to leverage technology, learn some of the things that are out there. Now, I definitely tell people, and I tell all of our clients this as well, do not go down the rabbit hole, right? You know, you'll get sucked in and you'll want to, like, you know, try every little tool underneath the sun. I think it's important to actually partner with people who, you know, obviously do this, you know, they've tested things themselves, they know what works, and can give you some recommendations there. I mean, again, I absolutely love this. It's totally my jam. So definitely reach out if you have any questions. But, you know, I think it's also important too, just to think about in your business, like, where do you have some bottlenecks? You know, where do you still have some frustration? You know, for example, if when you create content, you still struggle with maybe video editing, you know, then start to write down a few of those things where you do have bottlenecks or you have frustrations, and then do a little bit of research there to see what could actually help. And if there's something available that can help streamline things. And I will say, you know, if you're learning about AI tools and different things like that, futuretools.io is a great place to go to kind of keep up to date on some of the latest technology trends. All right. So now we're jumping into number four. Scott, build a strong support system.
So this is very important. And when you are looking to build a strong support system, what you have to understand is that entrepreneurship as a whole can be very challenging. And, you know, I've talked about this before, Darren Hardy's book, The Entrepreneurial Roller Coaster, because there's ups, downs, there's twists and turns. So when you're striving for flexibility and freedom, obviously there's going to be some challenges that come along with that. And it's very important. And I would say one of the core foundational things that you have to do is make sure that you surround yourself with a supportive network of mentors, peers, and advisors who can offer you that guidance that you really need in those moments of self-doubt and maybe, you know, thinking of quitting or giving up, because it does become very challenging. And, you know, also making sure that along the way, you join those entrepreneurial type communities, such as, you know, the mastermind that Nancy and I run, Expert Authority. You know, we've had it for over 4 years now. It's constantly evolved, and it's become just an incredible breeding ground for those coaches, consultants, and service professionals that are looking to grow and scale with our mentorship and our guidance. And we have people that are just blowing it out of the water. And the great thing is, at the end of April, we're actually going to be reopening the doors for a brand new cohort to join us. And we keep it very small and intimate, only 10 people, because we want to really give that time and attention that's necessary. So if you actually visit thetimetogrow.com, which is the website to our business, you can actually click and find out more about Expert Authority. And there should be a wait list up there where you can, you know, sign up to be on the wait list. And again, just having that supportive network, but really seek out mentorship opportunities to connect with like-minded individuals, because aligning yourself with people who understand your journey will create relatability, trust, and collaboration. That's also what we love about our mastermind, because it really puts people in that container where those things happen. So two more to go. Number five, Nancy, it's important for us to set boundaries and make self-care one of our number one priorities. So let's dig into that.
Absolutely. I always tell people, I'm like, if you don't take care of yourself, I mean, you gotta reel it in a little bit, because you know, the number one most important thing in your business is you, you know. And so if you find yourself constantly spinning your tires, getting stressed out, getting burnout, you know, hitting a wall, things like that, you know, even mindset, right? You know, we talk about it. If you don't have a good mindset and you don't get your mindset right, nothing else really matters, right? You know, it's actually kind of the step one, you know, of getting those things situated, as you grow and develop into, you know, being an entrepreneur. I mean, it's one of the best self-development journeys you can ever go on, in my opinion. I think there's so much that you learn about yourself, you know, not just your business. And I think it's so important that you do prioritize that learning, right? That growth, you know, making sure that, again, you're taking care of yourself. And it's also really important, again, I go back to the word boundaries, right? You know, you've got to set boundaries. And just because there's so much to do in your business, guys, I promise, right? It'll be a never-ending volcano of stuff to do, right? You know, I think back to whenever I just did HR, you know, and there was just never-ending pile of stuff that had to be done. And it was like, no matter what, right? You know, the whole checklist is not going to be, you know, checked off. There's always stuff to do. But if you don't set the boundaries and actually define like clear working hours, and designate time for actually relaxing and recharging that battery, and learning to say no whenever people ask you things, or, you know, there's opportunities that don't really align with what you're working on, it's just so crucial. So if you haven't set boundaries and you're not really sure and you haven't really prioritized self-care, please make sure, right? That's step number five, but you are so incredibly important. Okay. So number six, which Scott's going to go over, this is our last one, is, right, the importance to continuously adapt and evolve.
Yeah, I would say this above all else is beyond important. And the fact of the matter is, and I'll surmise this by saying that if you are not willing to learn new things, and if you are not willing to stay up to date, everything that you've been working so hard for will become irrelevant. And I think that's also something that Nancy and I really pride ourselves upon, is that every time that there's new advancement in business, whether it's AI, you know, ChatGPT, an AI tool, a new way to do something, a new way to go about scaling a business or growing a business, we're going to learn as much as we can about it and then utilize it ourselves. And if it works, we're going to teach it to others. And I think the fact of the matter is that when you join a program like any of the ones that we have, or whatever one you're a part of, if it's out of date, and if it's not relevant, and if the person that you are aligning with is not adapting and pivoting to all the changes in business, it's going to hurt you more than help you. And I think this is the big thing why we wanted to finish with this one, is because when you are always open to adapting and evolving, that means you're always open for your business to adapt and evolve. And the way that Nancy and I do things in business right now are completely different than the way that we did them 7 years ago. They're completely different than the way we did them 2 years ago. So the fact of the matter is, you have to lean into a lot of these changes. And I will finish with this before we end today's episode. The number one thing that we have seen, Nancy and I collectively, that people have been most fearful of and resistant to is AI. People are just, there's like two camps of people. There's people that are loving all the AI movement. They're loving all of the things you can do with ChatGPT. And Nancy and I love it. We're in that camp because we want to evolve and change. We want to continually learn, right? The teacher's always the student. If we're not learning, we're not growing, which means we can't help other people to learn and grow. So be open to evolving, and also be open to continuously adapting to everything that's going on in business. So again, just to reiterate, define your goals and priorities, choose the right business model, leverage technology, build a strong support system, set boundaries and make self-care a priority, and continuously adapt and evolve. And one last thing, just remember, tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., our first co-authored husband and wife book, The Feel Good Business Model, drops at 7 a.m. There's going to be a link in the description to get on the wait list, so you get priority to all the discounted pricing. And then also to be part of the contest that we're giving out, the 5 Amazon gift cards, the 5 people that are going to get access to one of our standalone LinkedIn courses, and the 1 winner that's going to get a pair of Beats by Dre headphones. Again, all you have to do is purchase the book, post about the book that you purchased and tagging us on social, and leave a 5-star rating and optional review. And you do those 3 things, your name will be put in the hat, and we'll be announcing all those winners in the private Facebook group. So there's a Feel Good Business Model book group on Facebook that will also be there when you get on the wait list. And we'll be announcing that on Monday, April 1st, the 11 winners. So we hope you enjoy today's episode. Love and gratitude, and we'll talk to you next time. Thank you so much for checking out today's episode. If you could, please support this podcast by hopping over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any place that you're listening to this. Leave us a rating and review. Let us know what you loved most and what you would like to hear more of. But also, if you would like to learn how to take your business to the next level, whether it's using LinkedIn or working directly with myself and Nancy in our intimate group coaching programs, you can head over to www.thetimetogrow.com or scottaron.net to learn more. Thank you again for your support, love and gratitude, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.